USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration has reached a trade deal in principle with China, pending approval from President Trump. The president met with top advisors to discuss whether to delay the next round of tariffs on Chinese goods. Fireworks again on Capitol Hill as the House Judiciary Committee continues to debate the articles of impeachment against President Trump.
We're going to call facts facts here. There's no crime. You know why? It's interesting. My friend from California just said, where are they on these different things? Where's the Democrats? My question is, where's your crimes? You talk about them. You want people to think they're there. You want people to come out and say, well, there's bribery, extortion, high-minded words. And you do it over and over and over again. The problem is, if you had it, you would have put articles on it. You don't have it, so you didn't put articles on it.
That's Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can say through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
It seems some folks are finding an unusual way of beating the cost of a type of prescription drug. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The new study suggests that some Americans are buying antibiotics made for fish to use themselves because they're cheaper than human antibiotics. The researchers from the University of South Carolina looked into online reviews from two dozen websites selling fish antibiotics. About 2.5% of the reviews seemed to indicate people were buying the products for their own use. Now, the researchers say the labels for the fish drugs might not seem to be much different from the ingredients panel for antibiotics for people, but that fish meds are not regulated, so it's uncertain what they actually contain.
Several retired NFL players are facing federal charges for defrauding the NFL's retiree health care benefits plan. The players were allegedly submitting false claims in a $2.5 million scheme. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former Secretary of Energy Rick Perry believes that Senator Ted Cruz's claims that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election will soon be proven true. Perry, appearing on Fox and Friends, says,
here's what I will suggest, is that before this is said and done, there will be evidence that you can point to that clearly shows that the Ukrainians were engaged in trying to manipulate the election. I was going over there when Poroshenko was the president, and I got the clear indication in just casual conversations with the country's leadership at that particular point in time, well before Zelensky was even perceived to be a legitimate candidate, much less winning, that there was some interest in our election, and it wasn't necessarily in President Trump's favor.
President Trump is touting the passage of 12 weeks paid family leave for all federal employees.
We want every mother to have the chance to spend those precious few weeks with her newborn or adopted child. And I understand statistically, they show statistically it's so much better for the baby and growing up, even in later years. I can imagine that.
The president speaking at the White House Child Care and Family Leave Summit, hosted by his daughter Ivanka Trump on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.